This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We begin today by noting the passage of time. We are a week, give or take, into the protests over George Floyd's killing. A week of almost entirely peaceful but occasionally destructive protests and the ramifications of those attacks on businesses is now, a week in, becoming clear. Some neighborhoods, often the most vulnerable, have been left with few, if any, functioning grocery stores and pharmacies and the like. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra gets us going.
There's a six-mile-long commercial corridor in South Minneapolis called Lake Street, and it has been just destroyed. Zoana Martinez works for the Lake Street Council, a business association.
We no longer have pharmacies in our community. Our medical clinics also have been set ablaze. Our largest grocery stores are also gone. Right now, our community, we live in a food desert, which happened overnight.
In Minneapolis and St. Paul, hundreds of businesses have been damaged or burnt to the ground. The same has happened in cities around the country. Bea Ryder is interim executive director of NKCDC, a neighborhood group in Philadelphia.
Pretty much half of a city block completely burned down Sunday night.
Pharmacies, bodegas, clothing stores, check cashing spots, all gone. And these losses hurt certain groups more than others.
Low-income families who are underbanked, so if they rely on check cashing businesses, they're definitely feeling a pinch.
Also, people who don't have cars to drive to an intact store in the suburbs, and seniors who may have trouble getting around and who are more likely to need prescriptions filled.
This is all in the background as the pandemic is still very much with us, and some businesses, right, had curtailed certain degrees of operation because of that.
That's Tabitha Montgomery, executive director of the Powderhorn Park Neighborhood Association in Minneapolis. Community groups and churches are trying to fill the gap with donated supplies, but that's a short-term fix. And Montgomery says she thinks the neighborhood will bear the scars of this moment for decades, even after the stores are rebuilt. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.